Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Sunday, the 6th of October 2024. Today's topic is Warning Against Worldly Ways. Our text today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 18 verses 9 through 14. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Verse 10. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. Verse 14. For these nations, which thou shalt possess, hearkened unto observers of times, and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. Our memory verse today is taken from Deuteronomy chapter 18 verse 9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Israel, God's peculiar nation, found herself surrounded by nations whose ways and practices were considered as abominations. Because of lack of godly counsel and scriptural influence, these nations were given to various despicable acts that made them abhorrent to God. These practices included idolatry, witchcraft, and various forms of occultism. They posed constant threat to the moral purity of God's people. God sternly warned Israel to refrain from these heathen practices because they would attract His wrath and judgment. Believers today are surrounded by a world that is not guided or directed by scriptural principles. The unbelievers are aptly described as children of disobedience, sons of Belial, temple of idols, and children of darkness. Consequently, their ways are perverse and evil. Their works are works of darkness. The world is saturated with various forms of sexual perversions, fleshly indulgences, and infatuation with carnal cravings. A believer may be contaminated and defiled by the world. It pays to heed the warning, "Come out from among them and be ye separate." 2 Corinthians 6:17. Quote for the day. A believer may be contaminated. The challenge for today is, come out from among them. Prayer. My God, keep me from the world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.